Tell them the story about when you gave me the lines, will you?
No, we were on radio. What year was it? Lucy called me up, and we just lost Stan Kenton, the band. You know, they went somewhere. We had an opening, so Lucy called me and said, put Desi on. So, you know, all right, put Desi and his band on. You were on for 2 years, weren't you?
Yeah.
And the writers would give Desi a line, and he'd walk up to the thing and spit all over the microphone, and the guacamole would fall out. That was that. And they'd cut it and say, and then I'd say, give him a couple of lines. Give this kid a couple of lines, you know. And we'd give him a... And he'd drop an omelet all over the thing. And so after a while, you know, I'd have to fight him to get him to give Des a few lines. Well, he was on for 2 years. And about 4 years later, he was the king of show business. This guy was not only directing, he was telling funny things and so on and so. And I hadn't seen him for 5 years. And I ran into him down in Palm Springs. He said, hello. And I said, you're reading lines? That's it, you know.
No, he wasn't kidding. I didn't even, not only could I say them well, I didn't understand the jokes. Being with Bob was like going to college for a couple of years to study comedy by the master of all comedy.